Hit it. Welcome to the Barrel Rollers Podcast, Episode 11, Part 1, E3, Microsoft Edition. I'm Cody.
I'm Nick.
And we're going to be talking about Microsoft, all of the E3 stuff, and these kind of mini episodes. We got one for each conference. This is part one. And we've been luckily joined today by a good friend of mine from school, Heather.
Hi.
She's the first girl on the podcast ever, so hopefully she won't help the Sausage Fest.
Yeah.
Okay, so first link.
Wait, you only have one chromosome? What? Sorry. All right.
Wow. Okay, so the first link, first story, I don't know if it's big, but Nick thinks it is.
The Beatles Rock Band.
The Beatles Rock Band.
It's going to be awesome. They were just released the trailer for it at E3 during the Microsoft conference. You guys definitely need to check that out if you can. I think Cody will put it in our Blogspot
sure.
site, a link to it. But oh my God, it's like everything a Beatles fan could ever dream of. The Beatles, what I thought was most impressive is that the character models in the game actually like change as their career goes on. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. It starts off in these small clubs in Britain that they started off in. They have an Ed Sullivan Show venue. And eventually, towards the end of their career, when the Beatles spent more time in the studio than they did actually performing, it goes into like these crazy, they're called like dream sequences or something, where like when you play a song such as Octopus's Garden, and you start off playing the song in the studio, and then like the scene transforms into like an underwater thing. Really psychedelic, but sounds really, really awesome. If you haven't checked out that trailer, you really owe it to yourself. It's like Rock Band taken to the extreme.
So is it safe to say that with every purchase of this game, there will be included a free sample of 70s LSD?
Hopefully it's 60s LSD, because the Beatles broke up by the 70s. But yes, that would be great. It, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. But the game is just going to be fantastic. You can have three singers at the same time to get those Beatles three-part harmonies going on. And what I thought was really cool is that you don't all sing the same exact part at the same time. You all sing, like, different parts of the song to like harmonize each other. And I think it can be really cool once everybody learns how to play an instrument and sing at the same time.
Yes, I think that is very interesting. And I love the fact that all the words are on one track, but they're different colors indicating different like vocal parts.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. And then at the end of the Microsoft conference, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney came out, which I thought was awesome, but I mean, I love them, but they kind of made themselves look like idiots. Those kids with them newfangled devices that I think Paul McCartney called the game like an android or something like that. I don't really know, but anyway, they're legends, so we can give them a break.
Well, see, that's the thing is that how many Beatles fans are under 40 and are willing to buy this?
Quite a few, I think. I know at least three or four of my friends who are ready to get this game the day it comes out. I think just the fact that it's Rock Band will draw a lot of people to it. Even if they're not huge Beatles fans, I think a lot of people will want to play it just because it's Rock Band. And I think a lot of people will become more interested in Beatles music because of a game like this. And it'll please hardcore Beatles fans too.
Heather, would you buy this?
I was gonna say I'm not that big of a huge Beatles fan, but I was watching the trailer and I think I'd actually probably play this game.
Yeah, the models actually look good, okay? That's the one thing I didn't like about Rock Band and even Guitar Hero games is that the models can look good, but they're very like edgy. And this one actually looked very smooth, almost like a high def Mii type of thing. And everything, they really put time and effort in this. Everything flowed very nicely.
Yeah, I don't think there's that much more to say about this game other than it's Rock Band, it's the Beatles, there's going to be never before seen footage of recording sessions and stuff like that. I think it's completely worth your money if you even like know a couple Beatles songs or you've ever played Rock Band or anything. I think it's going to be great. And they released the instruments too, which look awesome.
Yes, the instruments look pretty badass. The drum set is one entire basically chrome tin, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Other than that, it's the Beatles Rock Band, 09, 09, 09. Yeah.
That's September 9th, 2009, for those of you who are numerically illiterate. Okay, next, Modern Warfare 2. I am excited about this. Nick, have you even played Modern Warfare 1?
I physically played it like once, but I did live with a roommate who played it 24/7.
Doesn't count.
Until the new Call of Duty came out, and then he plays the new one 24/7. But I mean, I have played a lot of World at War, which is pretty much
Not the same.
modern warfare with a World War II twist.
Not really.
I don't know. I've seen enough of modern warfare to kind of get the gist of what it's all about. I think it's pretty cool, and I think this one's going to expand it even more. So.
Heather, have you played Modern Warfare 1?
I have not.
Wow.
I honestly don't even know if I've heard of it, but that's
Call of
just because I
Duty,
don't.
it's Call of Duty 4. Call of Duty
Oh,
Modern.
okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Sorry, I'm not. I
it seems like
don't
they're.
really play FPSs that much.
Yeah. Okay. It seems like they're trying to get away from the entire Call of Duty thing, just calling it Modern Warfare 2, which I think is good because everyone's going to get confused with the Modern Warfare and the World War II era stuff.
As long as it's not going to be like Call of Duty 5, I think we're good.
No, it's made by different companies, which
Yeah,
is.
I know it. Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying as long as it doesn't like suck like Call of Duty 5, I think we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good. I definitely the one thing I like about this game, other than World War II, the other Call of Duty kind of series, is that you don't know the outcome of this. And if you don't know the outcome of World War II, I'll give it to you. U.S. wins. That's basically the outcome. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. But based on the tech demo that they did, this looks pretty cool because I don't think any Call of Duty game has ever been in the snow. And the tech demo they showed was a guy in the snow climbing up a mountain with ice picks. And then he basically shoves an ice pick into a guy's stomach, jumps on his jet ski, not jet ski, snowmobile, and basically rides down the mountain while shooting other people on jet skis. You could not ask for a better game.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the demo, it looked pretty good. But like it looked very much like the older Call of Duty games. I don't know. It just
As it should.
Oh, I know, but like I don't know. I'm kind of afraid that the formula is getting a little dead by now. I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see what new direction this takes the series in, but like I don't know. It could be really cool, but like a lot of like the ice picking stage and stuff like that looked really cool. I was just wondering exactly how interactive it is. Like, are you just holding one button all the time and watching your character get to the top, or is there going to be a lot more interaction?
No,
Like,
I think it was the right trigger controls the right hand when climbing, and the left trigger controls the left hand.
oh, like I don't know. I was just that was one thing I was thinking about while I was watching that. Like, exactly how interactive is what I'm watching? Is it just a matter of me hitting a couple buttons? Yeah, that was my only not my only thought about that, because it seemed like a very non-interactive cinema type scene. But
Yeah.
I mean, let's see.
I can't wait. But you know what else I can't wait for? Left 4 Dead 2. Nick, you haven't played Left 4 Dead, have you?
I've seen a little bit of footage of it. Other than that, I haven't played too much of it.
Now, Heather, I know you play Left 4 Dead 2. Or Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I played Left 4 Dead quite a bit, actually.
So I'm excited for Left 4 Dead 2, but as we talked about in the pre-show, it was really weird because the trailer was in sunlight.
They're actually planning to actually have it in daytime, I guess, because I was just looking at a video not too long ago. They're actually having daytime gameplay. And I don't know if that'll actually hurt it or not, because most zombie things you expect to be at night and not during the day, but I guess we'll see how this goes with, like, their new melee weapons and everything else going on.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. The guy picks up a chainsaw and just starts chopping heads off. One guy's got a frying pan. I thought the slew of characters was different, though, because they all look like children.
I'm not quite sure if they're children, but they're definitely... It's based in the south of America. It's based in the south of U.S., so I guess that we'll see how that goes, because they have lots of different characters. But I think a couple of them, yeah, I think were kids, but I'm not quite sure. But they definitely, like, the beginning of it was the guy talking about what his grandmother said about praying and not praying hard enough. So I guess we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Is the game going to be entirely co-op driven like the last one was?
Well, the other one isn't entirely co-op driven, but it's like you don't want to play with the bots because they're not... Well, you can play with the bots, but once you get up to the tougher difficulties, the bots don't do shit. So
Yeah,
they're pretty sucky if you play... Like, you, it's possible to do, but you really have to push your own ass to get past it with all the other bots. And this game, it's probably going to be almost exactly the same way, but they said, like they said, they're going to have new... special zombies, new weapons, new people. So you're just going to have to change the way you play, I guess.
Which, it's a good thing, because obviously the gameplay is not going to get old or repetitive or stale or anything.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are worried about it, though, because it's going to happen 1 year after Left 4 Dead came out, so they're a little worried that it's not going to be up to par, and a lot of people are still actually playing Left 4 Dead now, so they're not sure why they're bringing out a second one, but hopefully it'll... get some people going, and I think it'll be interesting to play at least.
Is there a release date for this one?
Yeah, it's November 17th, I think.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah, it's coming out this year. You know, I honestly think it's going to be exactly up to par, because there can't be that much difference between them. And I mean, level design, character remodeling, even weapon remodeling, that doesn't take a lot of time. What mostly takes a lot of time is the coding. So, I mean, yeah, I think this game is going to be completely up to par.
Yeah, I'm just hoping from what I've seen from the teaser that they put out that they improve the graphics a little bit, because I really just think they just, like, made it really quick just to, like, give the teaser, and I hope that they edit it a little bit more, because, it, like, they did with the first game. Like, if you were at the concept art of the first game and look at it, it's a lot different than what happened when the actual game came out, so I'm hoping that they do edit it a little bit more than what they've shown so far. But you can check out, like, E3 game trailers. They have a daytime gameplay, and they have, like, the teaser up and stuff like that. So hopefully it'll go according to plan.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And then we really only have one more thing on our list, and I think that's the biggest thing. Project Natal. Nick, do you want to tell us what Project Natal is?
Yeah, sure. Project Natal, that's Microsoft's new idea for implementing motion control into games. And it's not just another Wii remote.
It's not even a remote.
I know. The entire thing is driven by this little camera you put in front of your TV, and it has a microphone on it too. And so like you just go in front of it, and the game detects your entire body movement. Every movement you do with every part of your body is reflected in the game. And I'm not gonna lie, I was ridiculously impressed with the stuff that they showed. You know me, I'm a total Nintendo fanboy, and Microsoft blew me away with Project Natal. I think it was one of the most impressive things at E3, or the most impressive thing at E3. The fact that you could control everything in the game simply by making motions with your body, no controller or anything required. It has voice recognition, and it can you can play with like multiple people at the same time. It can detect multiple different movements all at the same time. I just found it overall extremely, extremely impressive. There was a few really cool things. One where like they showed a girl shopping online, and like she found this dress and she clicked on it, and on the screen it showed her wearing the dress, and she could like turn and look at the dress from all different angles. And there was one where like an entire family was sitting down playing a game show type game, and they were all just holding, like they were all just like cupping their hand, like their fist in a hand, and they just slam it down whenever they want to answer it, and the game could recognize who was doing it and whose voice was responding. And I'm not, some of the demos that they showed absolutely blew me away. I think it's amazing, and I think it's something that really takes this whole motion control thing that Nintendo started to a whole new level.
Yeah, and I don't know if you said this or not, but you don't need four controllers for four different people. It's one device you put on your TV, kind of like the sensor bar. But basically, what it does is it figures out where your joints are, like your elbows, your knees, stuff like that, and then tracks it. So, in a way, it's like artificial mocap. It's really weird.
And not only does the another major thing of this is that it can do full facial recognition. It recognizes, well, what was pretty impressive at first was that it recognized who you were. So all you had to do is stand in front of your TV and it would log you in. It would pick your
Avatar.
avatar, everything. But what I found even more impressive than that is that it can actually detect, like, your emotions and stuff like that in your face, which I found,
Expressions.
yeah, the expressions you make, the emotions, everything like that. And I found it pretty incredible.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I don't think they even showed off how it could detect expressions in the actual E3 press conference. But you found a video, that
Well, this,
was.
the Milo demo was during the conference.
Yeah, I don't think it was during their keynote, though.
Yeah, it was. It was towards the end of their Project Natal demonstration.
Okay. But basically, it was a group of people at Lionhead Studios who created Fable created basically a virtual character based off of the Natal project, and basically you'd walk in. And he'd be like, "Hi, how are you?" He could detect facial features. He could, like, if you, what was it? It was like, "Oh, I'll help you with your homework." And the character was like, "Oh, yeah, I might need help with that because I'm not done it." And then what was even better is, like, he went fishing and he was like, "Come help fish with me." And you'd look into the water and it'd actually show your reflection in the water. You can touch the water, you can manipulate it. I thought the person was literally gonna, like, reach in and grab a fish and bring it out, like Chuck Norris style, but she didn't. That would have been pretty cool. But what was even cooler is he wanted a picture. So the person drew a picture on a piece of paper, held it up to the camera, and Milo literally reached off screen and grabbed a piece of paper with the same picture on it. That was amazing.
And he could also recognize the color and what she drew it. I don't know if she recognized what he drew, but he said a nice picture, and she had drawn like a fish in orange and showed it to him. He said, "That's good. I like the color orange." And he actually could recognize what it was. And also, there was also another video, that other video that showed everything it could do. The kid scanned in his skateboard to
Yeah.
a skateboarding game, and it actually picked up what was on his skateboard, and he could actually ride that skateboard in his game. Like, the scanning capabilities of this camera is ridiculous. The fact that it can also scan things as well as pick up everything that you're also doing.
Yeah, that is amazing. But
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I was extremely impressed by what this could do. This is like the Wii Remote taken to a whole nother level.
as we were talking,
Like literally being able to just hold your hand in front of you like you're holding a steering wheel and moving it back and forth and driving in game is just like that's really, really cool.
I thought that.
No Wii wheel needed.
Right. I thought that was pretty cool. But as we talked about before, and the first thing that showed up in the demo is some kid going up to his TV and like start fighting this character on screen, doing like these roundhouse kicks. What if he was wearing shoes? His shoe would have went right through the TV. So as Nick said, we need shoe straps.
That, or they need to put a disclaimer saying don't wear shoes.
Yeah. Don't wear loose articles of clothing that can fly at your TV.
Because
Well, they
he
probably
thought.
do what they did with the Wiimote, and they just have like a screen like directly before it even starts all the way up saying, "Keep this strap down, don't do this, don't do that, don't knock things over."
Don't have seizures.
Don't have your pets nearby. Like, there was all kinds of great stuff on the way.
I think that'd be pretty cool is if they could recognize like a pet and the pet just like starts jumping. That'd be pretty cool.
I'm not gonna lie. This was impressive stuff, though. I just hope it turns out to be as good as what they demoed.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely see great potential for this, but at the same time, as I said before, I don't know how many people are gonna want to get off their asses to play a game.
I think it's the
Well.
same thing they do with the Wii. Like, they're just trying to get people to be a little more active with their video game play and pique people's interest with the fact that this camera can recognize everything and the computer can recognize it and hopefully that it'll like up what gameplays become, because you don't need obviously you don't need controllers for this. You can just sit there and like not do anything. And I mean, you can probably like do whatever the hell you want with it as long as there's like an application for it. Like the person who was like looking at dresses and could drag it to her picture, and you didn't have to do anything. Like you didn't need a mouse or anything. You just pointed at the screen and just dragged it.
I think this is the start of the robot revolution.
Yo, I think it's definitely the start of Judgment Day when the machines take over. But you know, Microsoft, I mean, we all knew Microsoft was probably going to be the one responsible for that, so I'm not too
Yeah.
but
No, you know what's going to happen? Microsoft is going to make robots that can detect your face, but the second it tries to do something, it gets the blue screen of death.
yeah, I don't know. This thing is just insane. And like you guys were mentioning that like it like makes people active, which I think is great. But like the good thing about this camera, I think, is that you don't necessarily have to get off the couch to play certain types of games. Like if you're playing like a driving game or like
Yeah,
there's a
all you
lot.
have to do is stick your hands out and move like you're holding a wheel.
That's what I'm saying. There's like a, it depends how you implement the camera into the game. So like if a developer wants the person to get up off the couch to play it, then they can. But like if they just still want to be able to just sit down and play it, you can just rely on hand and head gestures to do the same thing.
That and it
Right.
has voice recognition too, so it probably some things you could probably just like yell at the TV and it'd probably just do it.
Drive!
I'm just
No,
gonna
left turn.
No, right turn. Yeah, that's great noise coming out of a college dorm right there.
You're
You know what
supposed to
causes
stop at that red light. Thanks for the
We'll probably raise some hell in college. It's okay, Cody.
ticket.
2 o'clock in the morning. No, I said left turn.
You were supposed to blow his head off, not hit his arm.
But yeah, there's some. I'm not gonna lie, the Milo demo was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen in a video game.
Yeah, but then again, how much of that did they like fake? I mean,
Oh, I know that. I was reading an article on IGN.com about them actually testing the Milo demo, and like they said it was impressive, but like it wasn't as impressive. Like Milo could only recognize certain questions still and certain things like that, but according to Microsoft, it's very beta. Like there's still a lot to go on it.
yeah, well, how much do you think it would take to actually put an entire vocabulary, an entire like set of things where a computer can actually recognize anything
Right.
you tell it? Because
Right.
I know, like, for my website, I've made an aimbot before, and you have to actually preset everything that somebody says to it, and if it's even off by a little bit, it doesn't even recognize it. So I can't imagine what that'd be for like something like this. Like, I mean, he has to be able to understand, like a human brain would have to like completely figure out what you're saying and figure out a response to it. So it's actually going to have to learn how to communicate with people. So, I mean, that's going to take quite a while. Like, I mean, from what I saw in the video where she'd say, like, did you do your homework? And then gave the kid a look. I mean, he recognized what she said and recognized certain things. I mean, but you could probably just say, did you walk the dog? And if it didn't know what a dog was, it'd be like, what the heck are you talking about? I mean.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, I know what you're saying. I was actually thinking about that myself. Like, the stuff that he's saying, it's probably
Scripted.
all, yeah, it's all like sentences that whoever the voice actor was, like, already said. But, like, I'm wondering if they'll ever get to the point where they can actually make these characters, like, construct their own sentences.
Right. It's one of those things where you completely underestimate the power of the human brain to understand linguistics. Like, basically, they would have to create an entire engine based off of breaking down not only what you say in words, but figuring out what tense you're using them, what kind of stresses you're putting them, emotions. It's really difficult to do that and to think about everything. I think, although I think it's a great concept, we are not going to be at the point where these things are going to be fluently speaking English for a long time.
Yeah,
Yeah, because also if you think about it too, like if you say like a one word, like in a sentence, like if I said sentence, if I use the word sentence in some other part of another sentence, and like use it in a different way, my dialect would be different. How I'm actually stressing some of the syllables, how I'm saying things. So you couldn't like just say one word and then the computer have to make up its own complete set of words around it just to actually say everything. Like, I couldn't say the and then have the word the using say exactly the same way depending on what sentence I use. So it's going to be like having to figure out the dialect and linguistics of everything. So it's going to be really hard for them to actually make this perfect. And I'm sure it's going to take lots of years of practice for this thing to actually work properly. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And like, and then, I mean, you get to the whole other level of things like sarcasm and stuff like that. Like,
That's what I meant by like tone and stresses and stuff like that. Right. Like, just in general, the way you say stuff, it's all interpretive.
Right. Well, like, could you ever get a computer to detect sarcasm in your voice? I mean, I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Well,
like,
the pigs fly. That's what
or
I thought.
Do that. Wow, you just killed that conversation.
With sarcasm.
Yes,
sarcasm,
Cody,
death to podcast.
Wow, somebody programmed you, right?
Oh, shut up. Okay, practicality of games. What do you think Natal's good for? Other than driving games, because we've already been over that.
Personally, I think you could implement every major type of gameplay into
first-person shooter.
Absolutely.
How?
I think you could just if you can recognize finger movements.
That is one thing it didn't show off. It has not been proven that it can detect finger or like toe movements. I don't know why you want toe movements unless you're tap dancing. But that
I'm saying it can detect every other type of movement so far. So like that's only a few steps away. But
seriously, who's gonna want to hold their hand up in the shape of a gun for 5 hours on end?
Well, we hold the Wii remote up in the shape of a gun for 5 hours on end.
No, I don't. I basically put my hand in my lap and aim it up at my TV.
Well, I'm just saying, it obviously has some more work to go, but like, I think almost with a lot of work and a lot of new programming, I think every major type of gameplay can probably be implemented into this new technology. We'll get into this later. Unlike some of the stuff that some of the other companies have come out with, I think this is very practical simply because of how many different ways you can use it. And it really all depends on how the game is programmed. There's not a huge limit to what you can do with something like this. It's more of how the game's programmed.
Cody, yeah. Just because you don't want to work out your shoulder muscles doesn't mean somebody else might not want to.
Oh.
Thanks. And that's what I mean before. I don't know, Heather, if you heard that, but I said no hardcore gamer wants to get off their ass and actually move. They just want to have a controller, put it in their lap, and just go, which is one of the reasons why...
Yeah, but you'd still do it for the first few hours anyway just because you thought it was cool. So I'm a gamer too, and I'd probably be the one doing that, being like ADD and being like, I want to do this right now, and then try everything out and be like, okay, I can't sit there and do it for 2 hours, but that's okay. Maybe I should get you to stop playing a video game and go out once in a while.
Hey. I just thought of something awesome, and that is Natal needs to get Lego recognition. So you can build something out of Legos and import it into Lego Indiana Jones.
You could do it with the skateboard. You could do it with the skateboard, so I would not be surprised if you could actually do that.
Oh my god, it needs to get like blueprints to like make shit. So if you're like making a table in front of it, it's like the leg is right there. And it points at the leg and you're like, oh, thank you. That would be cool.
But like, it's getting to the point now where like, I mean, as far as Project Natal goes, it seems like your TV is more of a window than an electronic.
Nick, you make a better door than window.
Or whatever, but like it's just like, I don't know. I was extremely impressed by Project Natal. I think that was by far the most impressive thing at E3 this year. The other companies have some serious, serious catching up to do if they want to get anywhere near to what Project Natal has accomplished or is going to accomplish.
And the one thing I don't like, I think the one thing that flaws Natal is haptic feedback. If you reach in like space to get something, you're like in the game, you'll be grabbing it, but outside you won't be. I mean, it's very difficult to get that haptic feedback without a controller.
Yeah, I don't know though. I think Project Natal is the most serious thing they've done so far. Sure, like, Sony had the iToy, but, like, it was
It was a toy, all right.
Well, it was one of those things that was, like, cool for the first, like, 15 minutes, and then you just realized how lame and unrealistic it is for actually making real games out of it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so that's Project Natal, I guess. Anybody have
Natal.
Natal? Anybody have any last words to say about this?
I just think, like, even with, like, the Milo project, like, how they toss you the goggles and they want you to put it on, like, a certain way. Like, the kid expected you to put the goggles on. He was telling you if you were putting them on wrong. So, I mean,
Yeah.
like, it must, like, they say you, they, all, like, everyone who tested it wanted to catch the goggles. But, I mean, at the same time, you're still, like, probably feel like an idiot trying to catch these things and then someone telling you to put this invisible thing on your head. So, I mean, it'll probably be weird at first, but I think once you get used to it, it'll probably be fine.
I don't know if this is me or not, or if this is anyone else, or it's just me, but I'm one of those, because I'm a programmer, I'm one of those people that, yeah, I'm going to physically try to, or virtually try to break the system by doing something it just doesn't expect to do. So they better not let me get my hands on that.
Yeah, well, somebody at IGN was talking about how they tried to do that. They were asking the thing all these complicated questions, and I don't know, I thought it was really funny, but I mean, obviously it's not even close to like interacting with a real person yet, but I mean, just the fact that they're going on that road is really impressive.
Yeah. It'd be really funny if someone asked him the meaning to the life, the universe, and everything, and it came up and said 42.
Divide by zero.
Just
No.
ask like some random question like that's like impossible. Like what rhymes with orange?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just give
What
them like an impossible question and just be like, you can't figure this out.
was the sixth child of the ninth queen of Spain?
That would be weird if they could actually tell you and you'd be like, how do I check that?
I would probably just shut off my Xbox right there and lose all faith in humanity and prepare myself for Judgment Day. Because it's coming.
Nick would come up to my house because no robot is ever gonna even attempt to find me where I live. It's just so in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
At least you could probably eat your fish out of your rivers.
Yeah,
I'm gonna eat this virtual fish, or I'm gonna go to the Blackstone and eat one.
you'll die. Don't do that.
Cody, you could
That's why
take
there's signs saying don't eat them.
your wagon into town.
Yeah, I could. Gotta hitch up the horse, but
Yeah, I know, gotta go market your vegetables or whatever,
yeah, I gotta sell them cucumbers and lettuce heads.
Just don't die of dysentery on the way.
Try not to.
I
All
would break my
right.
arm and leg and then die of typhoid.
With a cool
Can you read
gravestone.
my epitaph for me that says lol?
Lol cat.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get someone to draw a lolcat on my gravestone.
Luck with
I'll do
that.
it.
Just be like, just have a cat and it just says I have death or I has death.
Okay, so yeah, that is our Microsoft section. We're gonna have a Nintendo section up really soon, talking about what Nintendo covered during their E3 conference, and then it's on to Sony from there. So,
Yeah.
yeah. See you guys later. Thanks again, Heather.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.